just the same way, I tell you, there'll be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the memorial to a great Franciscan theologian of the late 13th century and early 14th century, the successor of St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure in the School of Theology, truly a great, great theologian. They came from all over to listen to him, students from all over Europe. He was so celebrated. They said when he spoke about things, you would think that he had eyewitnessed the heaven or the virtues of the divine, of Jesus, or the Blessed Trinity. So eloquently did he speak of the faith, the Catholic faith. And this is why we could say, in a way, how many sinners did he bring back with his tremendous teachings on the faith. They say people lose the faith because they don't know it. So what happens when you know the faith, when you know about Jesus Christ and you know about the Blessed Trinity and the Eucharist? Blessed Jose Maria Escrivá says that all the doctrines of the Church, all the teachings of our faith, give us loving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Loving knowledge. The more we know him, the more we will love him. And who can ever understand how much an influence Blessed John Duns Scotus had on his contemporaries? At this time in the history of the Church, 1,200 years, 12 centuries after Jesus died on the cross and Our Lady died, we still had not the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. They still wondered about how Our Lady could be freed from original sin, as she was a human being. Even the great saints didn't have the answer. Only with Blessed John Duns Scotus do we get the theological argument for the Immaculate Conception. He reasoned, and given the light from Our Lady and the Holy Spirit, he reasoned that through the foreordained merits of Jesus Christ, Our Lady was freed from original sin. The Franciscans had always taught that, where he had studied in Oxford. They had always said that God could do it if he wished to, could make one human being free from original sin in a perfect manner. He could do it. It was fitting he do it for his mother, and he did it. Those immortalized in the words we often see at the inner statue of Blessed John Duns Scotus, potuit, decuit, facit. Potuit. God could do it. It was possible. He had the potential to do it if he chose to. Decuit, coming from decoration, he could do it. It was fitting he do it. Facit, he did it. A perfect fruit of a perfect redemption by a perfect Redeemer. Our Lady is the perfect fruit. She's perfect because she was redeemed before she incurred original sin. She never had original sin. She was preserved from original sin. We were liberated from original sin. We had the sin, and then we took the medicine, as it were, with baptism, and original sin was taken away. Our Lady had the preventive medicine, in a way, preserved. She never incurred original sin through the foreordained merits of Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful teaching, by the way. Because God sees everything. There's no past, present, and future. And God would see that his Son would die on the cross. And because of that, he could free Our Lady from original sin. by extension, you can even say that of ourselves. We can use the foreordained merits of Jesus Christ. Padre Pio, in fact, said, I can still pray for my great-grandfather. And he wasn't talking about praying for him and getting him out of purgatory. Because God, in the great-grandfather's life, could see that two generations later, he would have the greatest, he would be the parent, as it were, grandparent, great-grandparent, of the one of the greatest saints of the 20th century. And Padre Pio's prayers in the 20th century could have helped his great-grandfather in the 19th century. Same idea. Through the foreordained merits of Jesus Christ, or through the foreordained merits of Padre Pio, or for us, through our prayers, we could still pray for our fathers and our grandfathers. God could see that we were going to pray here in the year 2012 and could give them graces back in 1950 or 1960 or right before they died or whenever. I'm still praying for my brother and when he died in 1969. I didn't know I was going to be a priest in 1969, but God foresaw it, and I pray for him every day, and God hopefully gave him the graces he needed before he died. So that's the same principle. It's a great principle. And St. Blessed John Duns Scotus gives it to us. One more important thesis of Blessed John Duns Scotus is the primacy of Christ. He gave us the primacy of Christ in the Franciscan school by saying that Jesus Christ is the firstborn of all creation, because he gives the Father the greatest glory. Because he is God, he gives the Father greatest glory as man. So that's why he's the firstborn of all creatures. As a man, he gives the Father the greatest glory because he's also God. And we should rejoice in this because Jesus Christ is our brother and he gives the Father the greatest glory. He's a man like us and he gives the Father the greatest glory. This is why he is the firstborn of all creatures. This is why we have Jesus Christ the King, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He gives the Father the greatest glory. So this was another teaching of Blessed John Duns Scotus in the Franciscan school, the primacy of Christ. And so we pray in these days that Blessed John Duns Scotus would become a saint and then rightfully be given the doctor, be made a doctor of the church. Only saints can be doctors of the church. And for 8 centuries, Blessed John has been waiting, or we've been waiting, Franciscans, and we hope and pray that he will get canonized, the miracles will come forth, and he will be made a doctor of the church. It would be a wonderful day, because truly he is one of the great theologians in the church, and hopefully he'll soon be a doctor of the church on the scale with St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventure, and Blessed John Duns Scotus, all during that wonderful period of 13th and early 14th century. So as Catholics, we should rejoice in our faith, and we should study our faith and study what the great saints have taught us. There is so much to learn about God, and these great men have been given so much knowledge through prayer and study, have been teaching us about the glories of God, how wonderful God is and what he's done. And the more we know about God and what he's like, the more we will love him. And we'll have to spend eternity knowing God, each day learning more and more about the infinite wonders of the Blessed Trinity. This is why we want to make sure that everybody gets to heaven so that they can enjoy the beatific vision. This is why Our Lady came to this world to tell us that many souls were going to be lost. And she asked us to pray for souls. So we pray the rosary each day especially for all those in our families and all those with whom we come in contact, who are during this terrible time of apostasy, lack of faith, have lost the faith. If they only knew, if they only could study Blessed John Duns Scotus, if they only listened to Our Lady at Fatima, they would be converted. And then there would be more joy in heaven over one sinner who returns than 99 who do not need repentance. So let us continue to pray for all the lost sheep of our day. May the Lord bless you.
Christus.